in the morning, oh yeah, I gotta thank God. Life's good on the up and it's no problem. Smoking on the gas on the early tip, sipping my coffee and then I go and jump in the whip. Windows down in the summer when you cruise the block. Music up, whole hood here to face not. Sundresses on the ladies, printed butterfly. Independent type, oh yeah, and be the key. So fresh, so clean, dripping wet paint. Cut sealed to the max, blowing good stank. 77 inches, they be out of bounds. Cherry Bridge Hotel, we downtown. House party, we about to skate. I'm trying to have a few shots and have a good plate. We gon' cruise to the sunset. It's the summertime and this is where the fun's at. We gon' ride to the sun light. When you find you see the night light. Drop the top and let it hang back. This is summertime song, we bang. We gon' ride it to the film light. Windows on your feet and night light. Drop the top and let it hang back. This is summertime, so we you bang that. Nightfall, city lights in the club. Sexy women on the hunt for a thug. You guys may be looking for the plug. I need the gas and I'm trying to spin a slug. Liquor stores need a bottle for the cart. Drinking sauce cans headed to the park. It's a gathering, more about the fun. It's all good, man, put away the gun. This for the grown and the sexy. Not the young and the messy. Cause they like to get testy. And the grown don't stress things. Proper dress when we see the night. Cause the older tend to do it right. Different breed to be a different type. That how you party it through the night. We gon' ride it to the film light. When the sign you see the night light. Drop the top and let it hang back. This is summertime song. We gon' ride it to the film light. Windows on your feet and night light. Drop the top and let it hang back. This is summertime, so we you a bang at.
On Let's Jazz It Up. Here I am, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva here, calling from Evansville, Indiana. Thank you all for tuning in. Phone lines are open. Hey, Cartagino and Mr. Showbiz, are y'all with me?
Hey. What's happening?
All right. Where are y'all calling from?
We calling from Canton, Ohio. If I look on this city. This is Chi-Town's own right here, Showbiz.
We in the Hall of Fame City, 330.
All right. All right, Canton, Ohio fans out there. Phone lines are open. Now, since the last time you've been on the show, what have you both been working on since? Y'all been busy.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll let Carlos go. I'll let Showbiz go first. You know what? Since the last time we was on, we just been working on music and coming out with different products. We got the leggings, for women, the signature for women. He got the energy drink called the Salt Energy Drink, and I have my Jello shots and called Kahlo shots. And I just have a new edition, triple shot Hennessy with gummy worms and gummy bears.
Oh, get down now. Get down. All right. So that track I just played, Les Cruz, what's up about that? What you talking about? And is it on your new album coming up?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Les Cruz came from... I was outside, you know, it was one of them weekends and I was barbecuing outside because I got some big smokers that I barbecue on every weekend. And I just happened to see what kind of day it was, people riding past, windows down. It was one of those days, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, it got me thinking, like, you know, you jump in the whip, roll the windows down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Turn the radio halfway.
Yeah.
And get the going that before you know, you don't even know. You just out ride. You don't know where you're going.
Right.
You just out ride and feel good. I wanted to drop a song like that because there's a lot of stuff going on here. Man, we need some kind of happiness going on, man. Something.
Right.
That's why we bring the party back.
So you mentioned about the ladies' clothing line. What is it? Is it the... the booty sh- booty pants. What are they called?
Last time we talked, I was just it wasn't the last time we talked it wasn't even it wasn't it was more than an idea. I had just went forth with like finding the right people to get it together for me, and I found some people that would do like the material for women. The material would help with cellulitis. You know, women get cellulitis between their thighs and around the hips. So the material and the material and the fabric would work to get rid of that. You know what I'm saying? So and this is everyday wear.
Wow.
Oh, and they got the technology to lift them butt cheeks too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shoot.
I came up with it because in February this year I had my 15th major surgery. And after my 15th major surgery, you know, my health was kind of crazy. So I said I wanted to do something different. I wanted to get my health better. And not only get my health better, but I wanted to see if I can, you know what I'm saying, contribute to other people's health too.
Yeah.
That's,
right.
That's where the energy drink came into play. The energy drink is pretty healthy because it had most energy drinks now in stores, they very, very high in sugar. My energy drink is not high in sugar, and it has the vitamins and minerals to build DNA. I was down 140 pounds. Since I've been drinking my energy drink, I've been gained 15 of that back. You know what I'm saying? And that's just been since February. So I've seen those results. So I know it worked. And you don't have and it's not a 5-hour one, so you're not gonna crash after 5 hours.
Man, I drunk four when I first got them. I drunk four of them. I love energy drinks anyway. And then guys having it's being a healthy energy drink, it made me want to do more. And I wanted to market to boxers, anybody that's working out or anybody that's athletic and stuff like that. I started marketing it and promoting it to those type of people.
And we're looking at 30 stores by this time next year. You know what I'm saying? Well, 30 stores across worldwide. So.
Okay. All right. So if any persons are interested, I will ask you again later in the show, where can they purchase it online? Because I know it's probably not available everywhere, but I'll ask you later about the information about the sauce drink and information on the ladies' clothing line called Signature. Is that correct?
Signature for women. It's made just for
you. All right. And the guys are wondering about T-shirts, when they're going to be coming around. They want something for them, too. So we'll get back with that later in the show. Right now, I would like to play Players Club. What's up with that?
Yeah. All the players in the club, sing all your lives in the air.
What made you come up with that track right there? Is there a story behind it?
We just really was bringing about that feel good music, and we learned a lot from our old heads. I got an old soul, so you know what I mean. A lot of this new stuff ain't for me, and I gotta do, you know what I'm saying, what my elders taught me to do.
Yeah.
So with that music, all I thought about was Stacey Adams and sliding. You know, sipping out a 007 martini glass with the olive pimped out, for real. Ladies
right,
fried dives inside, perms all the way down to their necks. Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Okay. Well, here is Players Club by Cartagino and Chuck Fizzer. Stay tuned.
Players in the club, cigars in the air, in the VIP, all the drinks on me, yeah, yeah. All the players in the club, cigars in the air, in the VIP, all the drinks on me. Yeah, yeah.
Say I'm back with another one to roll some trees. The poor shot with your boy, we finish you. The breeze, you drop a jewel for the crime like the ladies of Fox. And the hammer off the hammer, blow you out your socks. She hit the phone, check the traps, local shaking some trees. Gas on full before I fall in the green. In the city where the most men, they tend to hate. That's why you keep a fresh vest and a mask for your face. Some women play wicked, develop a text. Cause you gotta wear leather, we're trying to sex. Haters, they gon' hate, it's a part of the stress. When you up on the level, when you starting to flex.
All the players in the club, cigars in the air. In the VIP, all the drinks on me, yeah, yeah. All the players in the club, cigars in the air. In the VIP, all the drinks on me, yeah, yeah.
North East to the summertime, pulling hill. I'm a HP vet, what the deal, what the deal? Southwest wide, beating the block. Pimps on the north, wet, watch your stock. That's why I stay gangster, hold the steel. Hall of Fame City, where we do it for real. Where we do it for real. Where we do it for real. We blow gas and we stay on deal.
All the players in the club, cigars in the air. In the VIP, all the drinks on me, yeah, yeah. All the players in the club, cigars in the air. In the VIP, all the drinks on me, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bring out the ball for Clyde Jeffrey. Cigars in the air. Yeah, once you a shot of the light. And I keep it gangsta on my life.
All the players in the club, cigars in the air. In the VIP. All the drinks on me, yeah, yeah. All the players in the club, cigars in the air. In the VIP, all the drinks on me, yeah, yeah.
All right, that is Players Club.
Yeah.
Mr. Showbiz in the house. Let's mention about your upcoming album. When is it coming out, and what is the name of the album? Cartagino.
Well, we really haven't came out. I wanna bring the album out in July because, you know, we got so much material. We could actually drop the album in July, but I wanted to drop it in July because the women's line will be done and it'll be up for purchase. I'm coming up with a page for that. But we also got some sundresses that's coming out too.
Yes, oh yeah, that's so what I want. Yeah.
I'm trying to kind of coordinate the both. So when the sundresses drop, the album is gonna drop. And because all this COVID-19 stuff is going on, ain't nobody really letting us rent no venue because we actually putting in the works a fashion show for this whole woman's line where we incorporate the music and some women to model this line for us, like the real deal Walk the Runway fashion show. But since this COVID-19 stuff is going on, that's kind of a thing that's on hold. But the album, we're trying to bring the album out at least on 4th of July. Because, you know,
right.
4th of July, that's where all the fireworks is at, right? So, and this album's going to be one of them albums that it's going to have a lot of fireworks behind it.
Okay. So what will be the name of the album again?
The album is entitled Best of Both Worlds. Best of Both Worlds. Showbiz, he's a turn up guy on stage. You know, dreads down, shaking his dreads. You know what I'm saying? jumping like a jumping bean all over stage. I'm the guy that's always. Two songs in, after my second song, I'm probably going to be half naked on stage, you know, because that's just my style. I get like that. But
uh-huh.
It mixed so well because the energy is high. And
right.
And for me, it was hard to find somebody with that kind of same energy that would bring it every single time.
Yes, indeed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So this album is a mix of the two. You know what
okay,
I'm saying? We're going to give you something. It's party. We're going to party. But we're going to party like we grown folks.
Yes,
but we're going to party
yeah.
like we grown folks that got sense.
Yeah, it used to be. I mean, I'm talking about when you go in the club, I mean, everybody was on the dance floor. It wasn't not a person that walked out that club was sweating.
Yeah. Right,
that's what we're talking about. Yeah, we're talking about ain't no guy standing on the wall, and it's guy standing on the wall, and it's a room full of chicks.
I was always the chick asking a guy to dance with me, so that was back then. So it's different now. I'm part of the grown folks now.
you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't like I was tuned in. I was tuned in to this kind of music and this whole mentality maybe 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Because I used to sit down with my mom all the time, and she used to tell me a bunch of stuff. And of course, my mom is from Mississippi, and I've seen how my mom get down when I was just a toddler. You know, they party like that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I came up around. But they had sense when they party.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that vibe. I love the way that makes me feel, because, you know, that's the most unbelievable feeling when you got a sexy lady holding your hand and y'all two-stepping on the dance floor, and then after that song, you go and sit down and have dinner. That's some boss, you know.
Yeah, I love it. I'd like to ask you both, how long y'all been in the hip-hop music industry? How many years?
Whoa. I've been doing music since 1990.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. And you, Showbiz?
I started off as a dancer, and I've been dancing for years. I really just started with the music thing and maybe going on 6 years now. 6 or 7 years.
Okay.
Because I was always a dancer, and I was around a lot of different artists. See, they wanted me to dance for their souls and stuff like that, but at the same time, when I started really kicking it with them, I wasn't saying anything that was concerned with dancing. It wasn't until Showtime. So I was always around them doing music and how they put music together and stuff like that. So that what made me wanted to get on the mic and start doing some songs. So I'm like, let me try something else, because everybody know me as dancer. But I'm like, let me get on this microphone and see what's going to happen.
Right. So how did you get that name, Showbiz, Mr. Showbiz?
Showbiz, because I feel that I can do, I'm very versatile. I can dance. I can harmonize, and I'm always networking and promoting and connecting the dots with different people.
Right.
Showbiz, it just sums it all up.
Right. Got it. All right. I would like to play another track. This one is Make Your Body Sing. Now, I know there's a story behind
that. Yes, indeed. This is for the ladies, so y'all put your kids away. If y'all ready to roll and pop and whatever y'all gonna do off this song, y'all gonna love it. Because
shout out to Mr. R&B. Shout out to Mr. R&B, because he came through and he killed the
track. Yes, indeed.
All right. Here is Make Your Body Sing. Here we go.
I can make your body sing. 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 I can make your body sing.
Let me be your love. Let me be your love. Let me feel your skin.
Let me feel your skin.
Let me take you there.
Let me take you there.
Let me be your friend.
Let me be your friend.
Be that ecstasy. That ecstasy. That's how I win.
That's how I win.
That's how I win.
Win.
So let's begin.
Begin.
From the bottom of the top, I get you going deep off in them sheets. Cause I love it so good, screaming my name when I'm off, yeah, putting you to sleep.
Sleep.
You can get it anytime that you want a girl, all you gotta do is call.
Call.
I'ma be the one that'll come through, girl, and kill it so soft.
can make your body sing. I can make your body sing.
Yeah, baby.
I can make your body sing. I can make your body sing. I can make your body sing.
Foreplay. When me touching your body, babe, ain't nothing like them lovely sounds she be making when I kiss you from head to toe. Just let it go and let your love come down on me. I wanna feel you, baby. I wanna taste you, babe. Just let your love come down on me. I wanna feel you, baby. While we making love, I can make your body sing.
Body sing.
While we listening to this R&B,
yeah.
I can make your body sing. While we listening to this R&B, yeah.
I can make your body sing. I can make your body sing.
Any of your tracks that I played today is going to have any remixes? And is there any your music or tracks that has dance to them? Like you mentioned, the Players Club will have a stepping dance to it, and you're in the project of making a music video.
I'm leaving. This is Cartagena. I'm leaving all the dancing up to Mr. Choreographer here. Because I'm telling you, I can two-step. That's it.
That's good enough.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
I'm going to leave all the choreographer stuff to him.
Mm-hmm. He being the choreographer, I can have this man. Hey, he'll be a beast when I get through teaching.
I'm going to worry about making sure the music that we give is pure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's where it comes from. We don't just sit in the lab and just poly about nothing. You know what I'm saying? And every song pretty much has some kind of meaning to it, because we discuss it before we sit down and write it. And a lot of this music on this new LP the youth might not mess with it. I'm not gonna lie to you. The youth might not mess with it because it might be too real and too grown, and it ain't their style of music. Because you know, just music nowadays that's out, you know, they promote a little bit of everything. They promote stuff that don't even need to be promoted. And you know, the youth, they mind warp right now. They back to soaking everything up they see on social media. So if they say it's cool to be a drug addict, it's cool to be a drug addict. They following that. So, nah, man. Our music that we put out cannot reflect that. It don't reflect me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a homebody, and you know what I'm saying? I have four children. So the kind of music that I put out and the kind of stuff that I write, it has to be ear-friendly to my listeners. It has to be ear friendly to my fans, because you know I'm surrounded by children and young teenagers. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
So I do that. So in the
right.
midst of me being surrounded like that, I gotta make sure the music that I make is way more than quality. It's gonna hit home. It's gonna hit home every time I write. Every time I say something.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want people to know how to relate to music. Because that's what's lost. People don't know how to relate to music anymore. They hear the beat. It's a nice beat. They jump around. They really ain't listening to what's going on. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And a lot of my music has been like that. A lot of my music has been like hitting home music. I'm going to fill your belly up. We're going to fill your belly up. We're going to make sure you're full with this music because we ain't going to give you no BS.
Right.
Right. Right. Well, thank you
and
for that
information.
Reflect,
and everything is genuine. We put our heart and soul into what we do. I mean,
all
we
right.
Keep
thank
you. Regardless.
Right. Thank you for that information, you two. I have a caller that's been sitting online. Area code 812. I know who you are. Did you want to say something?
Hey,
caller 812. Go ahead. Go ahead. All right. He hung up. Well, we're going to continue. I would like to get your website information and your social media information. Cartagino, you go first.
Yeah, I got a lot of pages. Well, I got a lot of pages. I got a lot of pages because I'm so spread out. I'm so spread out everywhere. but the main page, like my Facebook page, you can go to facebook.com/theghost. That's THE Ghost 330. And it's a lot of info about a lot of stuff that's going on with me, and there's some stuff on there that's going on with the line. My Instagram page is, you know, you look me up as Rayshon Hastings on Instagram. I'm not ashamed of going my first name and all of that. So, like, a lot of the new music is found on YouTube like that too. So when you go to YouTube, you look up Rayshon Hastings on YouTube, and everything from Rayshon Hastings to Ray Cartagino to Cartagino to Carter, them cutting the G-I-N-O off, everything.
Yeah.
You find all kinds of music. You find
yeah,
all kinds
that.
Of shows from way back in 2015.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And
I've seen that.
You know what I'm saying? But we're on every platform. There isn't a platform you can't find us on. It's up underneath FunkNab Entertainment. And you can also look up my name. I'll post some of them on my wall later for those who are following. But yeah, everything is FunkNab Entertainment or Ray Cartagino or Rayshon Hastings. That's on all the social media platforms for me.
Okay.
And I usually, like, I run, because I run the studio, and, you know, you find all the music, you'll find all the music. You'll find music from me, you'll find music from some of the guys I got in the building right now. Shouts out to Ohio Black and, you know, Alpha. Yeah, I know. Gumball Boys in the building and D Savage. You know, I got some of the, I got Sauce Gang in the North, in the building. You know what I'm saying? So, you can find this music and our music everywhere on YouTube. If you look up Rayshon Hastings, I'm telling you, we have so much. I got so much music that's out right now. I still got about 5,000 songs that's unreleased.
Oh,
so
wow.
I've been working a long, long time. I just now kind of stepped off, like the last 3 years, I just kind of stepped off into
right
with the platforms and putting my music actually out there, because I was told a lot to do that because I was like hibernating the music. So
this connection
with showbiz, as far as on the performance side, you know what I'm saying? It was like I needed somebody on stage that had as much energy as me. And I didn't know what the music that we was gonna make. I didn't know if we was gonna make that music. I didn't know show up to show out was gonna go 5,000, 6,000, almost 7,000 views. I didn't know that.
Right.
But when I did, I understood. And then we had been, everybody, all our people that listened to us, everybody was like, y'all should drop an album. So I sat back and I said, we're going to craft this Best of Both Worlds LP, and we're gonna shake up the hip-hop game because need to be shooken up a whole lot.
And thank you for that information. Thank you. Showbiz, you have something to say?
Well, you only can catch me on just on Facebook, because that's where I talk to a lot of people at. The Facebook page is Carlos Stewart, I know I got a couple of them, but I mean, I would make sure y'all get the right one.
Right, right. I kind of got messed up on Instagram. There's another person with your same name. So I got you, though, on Instagram. Thank you for the information, both of you. So I would like to ask you, y'all have any upcoming online performance events that y'all are going to do a stage performance on air or online?
We got a lot of new music. I'm dealing with a lot of new stuff. We had planned to throw online show on Sunday. I'm going to do a little bit of cooking, of course. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I do. But we're going to throw the show on Sunday.
At what time?
Online. It's going to run about 7 o'clock. It should be like 7 o'clock.
All right. That would be 6 o'clock my time.
I just purchased some new equipment. So if we got to bring the party to y'all, we're going to bring the party to y'all.
All right now.
And we're going to test it on. So we're going to test it on Sunday and see how everything work out. And, you know, we're going to throw a little online show.
Yeah.
Like we did last time.
We're
going
to try to do that every other.
Well, I missed the one last time, so. Don't tell me too much. I want to be surprised. And thank you for that information. I would like to play another song, another track of yours. This one's called Staying in My Lane. What's that about? Is there a story behind it?
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have nothing to say, I'm going to go ahead and spin it.
Anybody who called my phone,
probably
not take that.
Here is Stand in My Lane.
All right.
It's not a game. You see the world that ain't ready for the change. All you got is strength and a name to help you get you through the struggles and the pain. Gotta keep your eye on these things. Friends make your friends, people change. That's why I stay in my lane. Blunt road, cutting back like a king. Out the mud, living hard, man, I got to go. And it be something that other artists never show. That proper swag, about the business when I'm chasing bags. That I have no time for them haters and the way they act. Interstate, pushing on my Rick and Ross. Best tight with the hammer, drinking on the salt. Over ice, mixed right, Cabo got you sleeves. In a jungle full of killers, is what it is. Gotta grind, nigga, gotta shine, bitch. Time is not to waste, cause that's my time, nigga. Feel the pressure build, cause I'm feeling pop. Smoking on the gas, drinking on the paint of rock. It's not a game. You see the world that ain't ready for the change. All you got is strength and a name to help you get you through the struggles and the pain. Gotta keep your eye on these things. Friends ain't your friends, people change. That's why I stay in my lane. Blood rolls, getting back like a king. Dropping juice for the times, cause we living worse.
Living worse.
And I feel the hurt. A shadow take for the best, for the deck the fact. That nobody got your back. You watch them other niggas, cause they know some niggas. On my P's and Q's, it's gorilla. In the jungle, silver back, primal killer. Like to brave up for hunt, that'll come to get you. Yes, grind, nigga, on designs, ladies looking fine in my line, nigga. See the upper climb, cause my mind trick. Legend in the making, define, bitch. It's not a game. You see the world that ain't ready for the change. All you got is strength and a name to help you get you through the struggles and the pain. Gotta keep your eye on these things. Friends ain't just friends, people change. That's why I stay in my lane. Blood rolls, cooking back like a king.
Me boss, stop playing.
All right. That is staying in my lane.
What you think about that one?
I like it. I like that. I really like it. That is really chill, laid back. The lyrics, I understand very clearly. I like it. So what you say about it?
We appreciate that. Because today was the interview. It's not only the interview, but today marks, it's the 12th of, this is June, right?
Yeah.
It's the 12th of June, and I just dropped my 12th album today.
Oh, well, congratulations. Hey now.
That's 12 albums. That's 12 full albums in the last 3 years.
Wow.
And we're talking like all through them, I've had 15 surgeries. My mom passed away March 26th. You know what I'm saying? I've had a lot of struggles and a lot of obstacles that I had to overcome for real. So for me to have that much material and still have three computers full, you know what I'm saying? This 12th album was like the album to let everybody know, like, I'm not playing. Like, everybody don't think that I'm the real deal, and they, you know, I'm an artist. It's a ton of artists. That's what they say. But it ain't a ton of artists. It ain't a ton of artists that bring what I bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm a seasoned artist. I grew up listening to all the old school legends. We're talking the builders who, you know what I'm saying, the foundation of hip-hop. That's them the people I learned from. Them the people I'm book smart from. I took notes. I paid attention. And when all this new stuff came, you know what I'm saying, it was just time to apply what I learned in hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, to everything. I mean, I know we're going through some tough times right now. Like, we just had all this protest, you know, every city protesting, you know what I'm saying, about cops and killing blacks, and you know what I'm saying, we got that going on. On top of the COVID-19 stuff we got going on, you know what I'm saying? So them ain't distractions, because they very important and stuff, you know what I'm saying, everybody needs to pay attention to, but they are distractions when you're trying to still do quality music and music from the heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of this GOAT album, it came from all of that. My mom passing away, you know what I'm saying? I had to take custody of my nieces and nephews, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just what I had to do. It's just adult things, you know what I'm saying? So I had time to sit down and write this album and talk about everything, talk about how I got out of all of these struggles with all of these surgeries and being on my deathbed. You know what I'm saying?
I had
guys like Carlos and, you know what I'm saying, and other people, you know what I'm saying, motivating me to move. So that was what I needed, and that's where this great album came from. That staying in my lane came from the stuff I look at on my city streets. The black-on-black violence that's going on.
Okay.
I've had three broad day shootings in my, you know what I'm saying, in front of my house, where police has picked up gun shells, and you know what I'm saying, the incident happened somewhere else.
Okay.
I live in the jungle. You know what I'm saying? So that's where this GOAT album came from. I'm gonna give you everything. I'm gonna give it to you from the soul.
Well, it is moving, and I understand how you feel. And congratulations on your albums and for this year, 2020. And you keep doing what you're doing. We need you. We need you. We need your insight. I would like to ask you, will there be a movie coming out on you? You said you're working on a book right now. Can you give us that information?
I was 10 surgeries in. I made a decision to write a book about everything that I was going through. And that's when the Tune Loud.com magazine dropped about
get into my struggles and stuff like that. People didn't read that. I'll share that link here in a minute after this, after we're done talking to you. But I had started a book. I started writing a book about everything because, you know, I was hospital bound and I was in nursing homes. And with me being so young, you know what I'm saying, that was like, that was something that I could never envision. I could never see myself in that position. But I had a chance to talk to some of them people in the nursing homes, and that kind of inspired me to write this book.
Okay.
Because this music is my legacy. This music is something that I'm going to leave for people to remember me. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't care if I get famous or not. That's not a big thing to me. You know what I'm saying? I like living in solitude.
Right. I'm like it too. So you think the movie will happen later this year then?
You want to know what? I've been in connection with some people to, they're trying to give us our own television station.
Okay.
You know, they're trying to give us our own television network. But I haven't got through all the contract he say, she say, and all of that stuff. You know how that goes.
Right.
But I want to do it that way. And if I do it that way, everybody that has a smart TV and you go to Roku, you'll be able to click on Roku and you'll see a big giant Funk Nav radio emblem.
Okay.
And you'll be able to click on that emblem and it'll be just like Netflix. You know how Netflix got your series and then you got those certain episodes.
Yeah.
It's gonna be just like that. I wanna start it off like that.
Okay.
Before I go into the big screen, because it is something to actually talk about. I've been told by a few peace advocates here in my own city that it's something that I should talk about and I should write a book and I should do a movie and tell my story. So I wanted to tell my story that way.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Right now, I want to go back and ask, when will the album be out? And give us information about the signature clothing line and the T-shirts that you were talking about that will come out later this year also. Go right ahead, either one of y'all.
Well, the album Best of Both Worlds will be scheduled to drop on the 4th of July. I want it to drop on the 4th of July, so we're actually in the studio right now in this interview. I actually have my computer and my studio up and going right now. So right after this interview, we're going to finish off a song for this album. So we're scheduled to drop that on July 4th of this year. The Woman's Clothing Line, I'm going to put a link up on my wall where you can go to and you can look through what I have. Now, I have a few orders. I got three of them in now. I'm waiting for the body dresses and I'm waiting for the blue and white ones to come in. If you're looking at our live feed, this is one. The T-shirts go to print this week. So
okay.
Everything is pretty much due to drop around this album, so July 4th. I want to put everything together, and I want to give us some time to actually put it together the way it's supposed to be put together. So everything will be dropping July 4th. We'll be posting links that first week, the last week of June.
We'll start posting
links because we know it's getting
hot. I see you, Showbiz, showing them pants upper.
Because we know it's getting hot, so and they comfortable. They're breathe. You know what I'm saying? They're breathable. You can
That's
walk
good.
In them. You can work out in them. Hell, you can throw some heels and throw a nice top on and go shake the child in them. You know what I'm saying? We got some.
Yeah.
Hey, give me them black ones, man. Look. Give me the black. Look. Check this out. These ain't even open yet. You know what I'm saying? We just got them. These the black ones. You know what I'm saying? You throw some heels on and a nice top on.
So y'all will know it do be in the pack.
Come on, man. You know what I'm saying?
That was
all right.
Place.
Okay.
I am really
gradually
taking my time and putting it together.
Well, I'll be making my order in. I like them pants. So,
we sending you some. We are sending you some.
All right. Okay. Well, make sure you send.
All we need is the address. We're going to send it to you.
All right, then. Thank
you
very much.
The only thing we want you to do is take a picture in it and post it on Facebook.
I sure will. I sure will do that.
Just send me some prizes and where I'm going to send it.
Okay, I will do that later after the show. Last but not least, what is your ultimate desire, which you want your fans to get out of the music I played on the show today? Both of you guys, what you got to say?
Okay, this show is we want to bring that feel-good backyard party. I mean, going out dressing formal in at a ball or some type of music. I mean, that's what we need right now. We need more partying and more uplifting now. So that's what we doing right now as far as the music. And let me see. You got something to say?
Thank you.
I was thinking too hard.
A lot of the music that we put out, it's nothing false about it. You know what I'm saying? It is genuine. It's pure. You know what I'm saying? It's real. That's what we want. We are reality. That's what it is. Like a lot of the hip hop music, they kind of sugarcoat stuff. You know what I'm saying? But everybody don't live in a big house. Everybody ain't got no yacht. Everybody ain't got no Bentley. You know what I'm saying? People may
Be real,
you know what I'm
saying?
But I like being real. You know what I'm saying? Because real keeps my real is like contentness, and it's like happiness, and it's not afraid to say what you feel. You know what I'm saying? Not afraid to spread your emotions.
Right.
And that's what I want people to understand. I'm going to give you how I feel. We're going to give you how we feel. We're going to give you emotion. We're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about hate. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about makeups. We're going to talk about breakups. You know what I'm saying?
Right back to partying.
We're going
to
talk about partying. We're going to talk about getting married. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about it all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about the bad stuff that's going on. We're going to talk about it. We're going to keep it facts. But,
yeah, we want it to hit home.
It's not sugarcoated.
Yeah.
It's not. You know what I'm saying? And because it's not sugarcoated, it's we are what we are. We are the next big thing. Like I said, all we need is one shot. That's it. One A&R from any label to give us one shot. That's it. They give us one shot. Like they say, it's a 50% chance. And a lot of labels don't want to take that 50% chance. It's a hit or miss. We not gonna miss.
Hey,
right.
We got one of our younger generation artists in the building, and you know, that's what we need to see right now. We got the old school and the young school. See, it can.
Yeah.
We the voice right now. See, we can. Just change the way this music is.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying? So we need to get back to teaching our young men and teaching our young ladies.
Yeah.
So
if
we collab with old school and young school, they can teach us something, we can teach them something.
Right.
And
right.
They just need to see that all on one platform.
Right, right.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, everybody's been tearing everybody down and stuff like that. We ain't about that no more. That stuff old news.
Yeah, we understand. We're from different eras. We understand.
Yeah, we understand that. So we gonna understand you guys. You have to understand us, so we can understand.
I got my
new build thing.
I got my youngest sitting in my studio sessions, writing bars. My youngest daughter. She has a song out that's right now that's all over iTunes and all over Spotify right now.
Wow.
That's who I work with. I work with children. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I just want music to be back the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way it's going to do that is going only way it's going to turn back to that is it's going to take artists like us to take that initiative to make it that way. You know what I'm saying? So and that's what it's going to be. I don't have that many years left in the game, you know. I'm finna be a full-time producer and a full-time dad and a full-time grandpa twice.
So, oh my gosh, really? Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in teach mode right now. Granted, you gonna very good music.
You reach one, teach one. That's
right.
What you're about.
Well, I thank you for letting us in on your personal life and your new music projects and all your clothing line and everything. I love you guys. This will be the third time you're on my show. I follow you guys. I like your work ethic. Y'all real. Y'all don't put up no facade. I mean, and y'all do it all as far as emotions, what's going on current, the partying vibe. Y'all do it all, and nobody can't say that they missed out on you, because I mean, y'all all over online everywhere. So I like you guys. I want y'all to stick with it. I know it's a struggle, but keep going. We need you. We need you guys. And y'all black men and y'all teachers for us all. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Black Kings. I appreciate you.
We appreciate that. Man, so much.
Hey, we need a venue. We're trying to come down there and do a show.
Oh, yes, here in Evansville, Indiana, if anyone's listening, hey, put in for my guys here. Contact me so we can get them to come down here to Evansville, Indiana. I know you're listening.
Yeah, so
contact
party.
Lady Diva.
Hey, what kind of, you know what? What's very popular out there and what kind of events would they love to have?
Oh, they would.
I'm pretty sure we got music for all of them.
Yes, we do. And I will have to get back with you after the show. We still going through phase 3 or phase 4 of this pandemic. So say the end of July or the 1st of August, I'll know something then. And we'll take it from there. But in order to continue with this show, I would like to ask you, are more than welcome right now to give a shout out to all the persons that have put up with you and supported you in your music career. Go right ahead, either one of you.
Want me to go first? Okay. First and foremost, I want to give a shout out to God because all of this wouldn't even be possible. Then I want to give a shout out to my wife, Inez Stewart. I want to give a shout out to all of my children. I want to give a shout out to my Rough Rider family. Hello?
Go ahead. I'm still here.
Okay. I said, okay, the end was the Rough Rider family. My Funk Nav family. Give a shout out to Dub S OTL, Strictly Streets, Flames Oh God. I mean, it's a lot of people, man. I don't want to miss nobody, but I thank everybody and I appreciate everybody. Let's keep on rocking. All right, Cosgino.
Man, I want to give a shout out to, my South Gang, the South Gang North family, of course, Funk Nav Entertainment, what I'm saying? My unbelievable superwoman, Deborah Roberts, Hastings, She pushed me to do a lot of stuff, She helped me with a lot of things. I want to shout out my kids, The fam, Deuce Gigolo, himself. Still Funk Nav all day long, you know what it is. And definitely my city, man. You know what I'm saying? Because my city follow me, and they give me a lot of motivation.
Yeah, shout out to the shot.
You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Cleveland and management, Nancy, Ann Nelson. Shout out Doc Kill and D Savage. And you know what I'm saying? Lizzo Maniac, of course. You know. 313 Detroit. You know. And, and I don't mean to miss out on everybody, but it's been a long, long ride for us, man. And it ain't done. We are not done. We are far from done. We're finna give you something. We're finna give you this music and these next couple of projects that I got coming out and these next few singles and these new artists I'm finna be adding to the roster. Y'all gonna see. We are some of the best hip-hop artists, R&B singers, entertainers, businessmen, whatever you want to call us, we do it. You know what I'm saying? And we do it with everything we got. We'll have, pardon my French, we'll half-ass anything.
Well, all right. Thank you for the information. We'll give everybody an applause for them putting up with you and that they continue to do so.
Yes, we do.
I would like to play the last track I have loaded up, and that one's called Free. Is there a brief story behind that track?
You want to know what? I was just saying I just wanted to be free away from everything. You know what I'm saying? I was going through a real – it was a real bad stage, a depressing stage. Like I said, you know, mom's passing away, and that was sudden because – we had went to Houston for our A&R meeting. COVID-19 jumped off. Our meeting was rescheduled. And when I got home, the day I got home, the next day my mom passed away. So it's been a lot. It's been a hard and rough road, you know what I'm saying? But I came out of that slump. Los helped me come out of that slump. And a lot of my loved ones helped me, my children. And
yeah.
That's where Free came from.
Okay. All right. Well, is there any other information you'd like to give to our listeners and fans out there before we sign out?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Shout out to Epistrato too on the Free song. You know what I'm saying? They really came through for me. But I don't mean to be disrespectful.
Hey, shout out to everybody that's listening too. We appreciate that.
You sure do. If you're watching, we love you. Yeah.
Y'all be anywhere right now, but y'all right here looking at us, and we appreciate that.
All right, and thank you for all the information you give today on this platform. You know you're always welcome to come back with your new music projects or any projects that you have. So you have a blessed day. Ray, love you. Showbiz, love you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Love you
we love
too.
You, Black.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, our next
interview, we coming to you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And I got my
Lord,
studio
honey.
Set up, too. I got it set up.
Yeah.
So,
we coming to you.
All right. So, this is Lady Diva signing out with Free. Thank you all for tuning in, and thank you all for your support. Send in your donations to keep me and my broadcast going. Thank you all. Love you all.
I don't want to be anything but right here in this moment. I'm free. I'm free. Living right here in this moment.
Epistrophe.
Let's take a minute because it's time to respect all the doctors, nurses, and all the help. This epidemic got the world twisted tight. It got you crying with no sleep through the night. It's a struggle when you're right and never eat. Like the lies from the system, be so deceived. It's the uproar, the news showing the protest. Cause we living through something and it's a whole test. All we can do is stand and fight. Be a soldier from God and pray we get it right. Cause certain issues would never see the light of day. So it's my job when I speak, you hear what I say. Rest in peace to all the lives at the gate. Watching down on our loved ones, making sure they safe. Be telling this time, they not looking great. And I think the people have lost their faith.
I don't wanna be anything, but right here in this moment.
pies that you cooking ain't done. And shots rain on the streets and kids are dying young. Where the justice for the hearts that be wanting peace, and those locked in the cell with feelings of defeat. I guess I'm out of line when I'm talking about the nautical. Stimulus checks dropped this month and y'all praise the clown. They got a sick speaking venom stirring up the mix. Taking $1,200 cash, gon' fix up. That be who's gold like the snake with it bite. And you gotta walk on your mile and you won't make the night. You put at risk what you love so you feel the pain. And every time that you up, it's still not a game. Some sunny days came and gone like the mobile cloud. I'm just the one brave enough to speak about it now.
I don't wanna be anything.